Well, the Monday morning motivation, we're going back just a little bit here. Saturday night, record crowd with Garth Brooks singing The River. And at one moment, he motions for someone in the crowd to bring up this American flag and listen to this crowd. An incredible moment there of unity, my friend, as this American flag was up on stage. It's actually a handcrafted Afghan. Yes, made by hand and with love from a friend of ours here at Z100, Daniela Sullivan. We know her as Donna. And Donna is on the phone line with me right now, still buzzing from this concert on Saturday night. Donna, good morning.
Good morning, Kent.
How in the world? I mean, I'm looking at this. I'm on my Facebook last night, and I see a thank you from Garth Brooks, and it's the picture of that flag, Afghan, and you made that and got it to him. Let's start off at the beginning. What made you decide to make a handcrafted Afghan like that?
I'm a huge Garth Brooks fan. Garth is a huge patriotic person. Absolutely love his work. My son, his best friend, was a veteran, a disabled vet. And sadly, 5 years ago, March 5th, this year marked him being gone for 5 years. And when it first happened and I was on my way up to Decatur for the funeral, on the way up there, I was praying about it because I knew my son was taking it hard. And I felt the prompting to tell him that when he hears Garth Brooks' song, The River, sorry, I do get a little bit emotional with this, that when he hears that song, he's going to know that his friend was home and in the arms of Jesus, and he was okay. When I got to the funeral, it was really close to the time for it to start, so I didn't have a chance to say this to my son. And after we got seated, it was just moments later, a young man came up to the pulpit, said he was going to sing this song as a tribute to his friend, and dedicated it to him. And I'm not kidding you, two notes, and my son and I looked at each other. Yeah. It was The River. And I later caught up with my son because, like I said, he took it pretty hard. And I explained what had happened. So knowing I was going to see Garth and knowing that this most likely would be the last show I'd probably go, because I've been to eight of them, and I wanted to do something special. And so I made him the flag Afghan. It was 7 foot by 7 foot. It took 4 months to make. And I have carpal tunnel, so it was really difficult to make it. And so I was blown away when I saw the Facebook post that someone shared with me with him holding the flag. I was just thrilled that I was actually able to get it to him.
Yeah, that's a story in and of itself right there. The creation of this Afghan and then actually going to the Garth Brooks show, because you didn't know where you were going to be seated. I mean, you were lucky enough to get tickets that were pretty close, right, Donna?
Oh, yes. Yes. I was in, we ended up being in Section A. And it was row 11, and we were even on the aisle seats, so it was like it couldn't have been any better.
So when he started the song, The River, was it one of those things where did you just walk forward? Take us through that right there, because getting it to the stage had to be a struggle, was it?
It really wasn't, because what happened was as soon as we got there, one of the first people saw the flag, and one of the first things I did was I approached staff and security. They let Garth's staff know that I was there with this flag, and so I was given permission to walk it down to the front, and I was allowed to get as close as I could, which was row 2, and I was able, Garth saw it, motioned me forward, and I had others help me get up there to get it to him.
I mean, I'm getting chills right now because I've seen several YouTube videos on Facebook and all kinds of things where it was like, my goodness, the crowd went crazy when they hoisted that American flag up. Was, what did you feel at that moment, Donna?
I was crying. I was just crying. It just blew my mind. But it also made me realize that we're proud to be Americans. We're proud of our flag. And it just really was heartwarming to hear the reaction.
I think the part of that that made me feel so good is because for a moment, just for that few, just in that song, everybody was unified. You know what I mean? There was complete unity. There was no Democrat or Republican, white, black, whatever. It was, we were all just people loving this music, loving this song, and it was wonderful, Donna.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it was. It was very heartwarming, and I, like you, felt the same thing. We're Americans. We love our country, and Garth loves his country. It was just amazing.
Well, Donna, that's quite the story there, and your Facebook has been blowing up, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. I didn't even realize that anything like this had happened until I got up yesterday morning and saw a post from my friend Sheila and sent me that, and I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, I never anticipated all of this.
Well, it surely is something, Donna, and thank you for being here with me today on this Monday morning. It was actually the picture that Garth Brooks chose to use as a thank you note to the fans, and the hashtag he used was Garth in St. Louis. And I tell you what, I would just tell you that there's going to be some more said about that photograph right there on Garth's Facebook show. He has Garth Live on Facebook today, I believe. So, Donna, you just be ready for that right there. What a great moment it was. And seriously, to feel that unity in a place that big, for Garth to be able to bring everybody together. Only one guy can do it. Seriously, there's a lot of great entertainers, but there's only one, Garth Brooks. Truly a magical moment.